Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is hour number two of The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Rob G. in for Chris Broussard. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget, in the final hour of the program, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. So we'll get to that. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And the Odd Couple is sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Rob G, this past week, we just talked about it a little bit, about the Patrick Mahomes, who, you know, people were like, it's his MVP to lose kind of thing. Don't you think with the way he's played and no Tyreek Hill?
He's been awesome. He got the narrative and the stats to back it up.
Right, especially losing a receiver like Tyreek Hill. In the offseason, people were like, I don't know what's going to happen. And he was off to a good start. The Chiefs were off to a good start. And then came Sunday. The three picks in a game that should have been an easy blowout. And don't look now, Rob G, but you know you keep track of this in Vegas.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts, for the second week in a row, is the odds-on favorite to win the MVP.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. And now he opened up the season, Jalen Hurts, at plus 8,000, which
means
if
you bet a dollar, you were getting 8,000?
You were getting 800.
800. Sorry about that.
So, big number. Now, as of, 5 p.m. Pacific on Tuesday, He is the heavy favorite at minus 165, according to our man Lamar Mitchell and BetMGM. That's a huge difference, Rob.
It is. Remember Charles Barkley last week when Chris was saying that still Mahomes was in the lead?
Right.
He disagreed with that. He texted me and was like, no, 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 tell Chris he's wrong. And you know Charles loves Philadelphia sports, so he's following Jalen Hurts and the Eagles or whatever. But it is, I think, if you were on the fence last week, I don't think you're on the fence anymore, Rob G.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm with Vegas. I mean, how do you deny Jalen Hurts? They're 12-1. He had another big game this past week, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have, three touchdowns?
Yep, and another. It was just under 300 yards of total offense. It probably could have been worse if they needed him to, but they bludgeoned the Giants so badly that they kind of didn't even have to. I know that the number looked like they did with the 40-plus points, but if you watch that game, if they really were as aggressive as they normally are, they could have hung up 55, almost 60 points.
That would have been something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they would have been the new Dallas Cowboys. They were like, see, I told you, look how great they are. But to your point, Rob, Jalen Hurts, he's thrown for 3,187 yards, 22 touchdown passes against just three interceptions.
And he doesn't throw the ball a lot. And nope. Mahomes, but he has, Rob G, how many rushing touchdowns?
He has 686 yards rushing and 10 rushing touchdowns, which makes him the first quarterback in NFL history, not Michael Vick, not Lamar Jackson, not even Justin Fields, who Maurice Jones-Drew said was the greatest running quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
First NFL quarterback to have 10-plus rushing touchdowns in back-to-back seasons.
Right. It just doesn't happen. And he's done it. And he's added the offense of throwing the ball now, yep. Rob G, right, where you feel comfortable. If you remember last year, we were like, can he throw the ball?
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
That's what happened to them. Wasn't it against Tampa in the playoff? I think it was against Tampa, where you're watching the game. You're like, well, they obviously need a new quarterback. This guy's not the answer. He can't throw the ball past 9 yards.
100%. I don't know how you watched that game last year and not think. That's why when, you know, I know they picked up weapons, but when people were picking him to win the division, I was just like, I don't see it.
Right.
And obviously sometimes if you get a quarterback weapons, it changes things.
Absolutely. But you know what makes Jalen Hurts even more oppressive and this run towards the MVP, who I think we both agree is going to win the MVP, just with the way they're playing and their schedule down the stretch, he's going to have more opportunities, particularly against Dallas, to really put on another show. But since week 10, which is the back half of the season, guys are getting hurt, the weather gets colder, you know, the games mean more, so to speak, going down the stretch here. Jalen Hurts has thrown for 10 touchdowns, he's ran in four more, and he's only thrown one interception.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming strong to the finish line.
Absolutely.
It's not like he piled them up early. And I think the three-interception game really hurt Mahomes. I mean, that's a bad day at the office.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it goes to a bigger point, which you've been saying now for years, it feels like, Rob, is Patrick Mahomes, who I think he's the best quarterback in football right now. I don't know if you agree, but I think he is. And the idea that this is his league right now, because how successful his team has been, how successful he's been, you know, they've made a run to the Super Bowl twice, AFC Championship games.
4 years in a row,
exactly,
right?
4 years in a row. And the idea or the perception is this is Patrick Mahomes' league and you're going to have to beat him or go through him to get a Super Bowl.
But, yeah, go ahead.
But
go ahead.
The on the field, sure. But if you look at the MVP votes, which is what we're talking about right now, that argument doesn't hold water at all. Since he won the MVP, what was that, in 2018?
2018, and that was impressive, right?
Very impressive.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson won it unanimously, which I think it was the second ever.
Tom Brady was the first.
Tom Brady was the first. Aaron Rodgers went back-to-back, and now it looks like Jalen Hurts is going to win it this year. But even more importantly, if this is Patrick Mahomes' league, why does he only have two MVP votes in the last 4 years?
That is incredible. I Well, at least 3 years, right?
3 years,
sure.
Excuse me. Yes, 3 years.
Right, for the last 3 years.
I'm sorry.
We don't know what the vote is, and he might
right.
get a few votes this year because he's had a really good season. And if Jalen Hurts wins it, Rob G, what does that say? I know, you know, Chris's big argument, I'd rather have Super Bowl than win MVP, which is fine.
Sure.
But you can't say that if you're going to say somebody's Jordan-esque. And Michael Jordan won MVPs.
Right.
Like a ton of them because he was that good. And my only point is, okay, you might say, all right, you might say, Lamar Jackson, okay, that was a one-time deal, right? It was unanimous, had an unbelievable season. But then old man Aaron Rodgers won back-to-back during his time, right?
Right.
And now here's another young gun coming out of nowhere who could take another one. And let's just be honest, Rob G. Can we look at the field of quarterbacks, the Herbert, the Allen? You remember?
Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. How many MVPs are you going to win with all those other guys lurking?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question.
For real.
Yeah.
Because everybody thought it was going to be Josh Allen when they scored 72 points the first two games. Am mm-hmm. I right? This
yep.
year.
Yep.
He was an odds-on favorite.
I'm with you.
I don't know. Does Aaron Rodgers bounce back next year? Is he in the conversation? You know what I mean? Or is he too old? I don't know. I'm just saying, like, when you start to stack up how hard it is to win an MVP, that's why it's impressive. I know how many? Peyton Manning won 5.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers has won 4.
Well, Rob, let me ask you this. We didn't even talk about this before the show. But if we're talking about BetMGM and the odds, shout out to Lamar Mitchell. If we're going to set the over-under on career MVP award for Patrick Mahomes, he's already got one, at 3.5, are you taking the over or the under?
I'm taking the under.
Me too.
I would take the – I know that sounds crazy. But I think it's a combination of the last 4 years because – Rob G, you normally don't get better as you get older. Do you
right.
know what I mean? Like he came out with a blaze. He got through 50 touchdowns, right? His first season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this looked like, oh, my God, who's going to stop him? He's a video game.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's more human than we thought.
Sure. And again, this
And
is,
it doesn't mean we're not saying
Yeah, it's not a knock
he's
on Patrick
great. You
Mahomes.
Think he's the best quarterback.
I think he is. Right.
And I think he is the best quarterback now too. With I you know,
wow.
I thought Aaron Rodgers No.
Cut
I'm
that,
saying
print
right,
that, put it on the website.
No, I'm saying right now from the standpoint of when Aaron Rodgers got hurt and he didn't play
yeah.
well.
He had a bad
right.
season.
I mean,
right.
he's had a bad season. So I can't if you ask me who I think the best quarterback I've ever seen, I'll tell you it's Aaron Rodgers.
I'm with
who
you.
I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not talking about right here in the league right now. Aaron Rodgers is not the best quarterback.
Sure.
Even though he's
coming
off a back-to-back MVP.
And it's one of those situations. And again, none of this is to disparage Patrick Mahomes, who we both think
yes,
is great.
Please don't call up with that.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about.
It's just that, you know, there is this narrative put out there. And Chris is one of those guys who's been pushing it. You know, Nick Wright, obviously the most vocal Chiefs fan in
sports. Yeah, Kansas City homer. Did I say that?
But the narrative is that not only is he the best right now, he might be the best ever.
Right.
Like, you know, that he is God's gift to the quarterback position. And that might be true. We don't know. But if you are all of that, it's hard to make an excuse as to why you only end up with 2 MVPs or 3 MVPs. We both think it's under 3.5. And it's the same thing that you say about, or I've said about LeBron James, is you can't tell me that this is the LeBron James era of basketball when Steph Curry's got a bunch of rings in there.
He has as
Kawhi,
many as LeBron.
You know what I mean? Like, I can appreciate how great he is with LeBron James, Patrick Mahomes, and not go so far as to say, like, oh, well, this is their league. When it just doesn't bear it out like that.
See, I think that's a good way of looking at it because if this is the LeBron era, Steph has 4 championships, and guess what? Three of them came against LeBron.
Right, and he's probably he's probably closer to a fifth.
No, two, right? Two came because they beat – who they beat last year? They didn't beat LeBron.
They beat Boston Celtics.
Yeah, yeah. So two of the four
– No, three of them because the first one was against LeBron, and then KD showed up, and they just –
That's right, and they beat them twice. You're right. Yeah. Three of the four. I'm sorry. So three of his four are against LeBron, but it's LeBron's league. That's the point that we're making. So I guess, Rob G, we want to find out, A – if it's 3.5 is our number, how many MVPs do you think Patrick Mahomes will win? And also, who do you have for MVP so far this year with 4 weeks to play, with a month to go?
I would love to hear this.
Yeah, 877-99 on Fox. Who's the NFL MVP? And if you had to pick the over and under on Patrick Mahomes winning MVPs in his career, is it? It's 3.5 is the line. Yeah, are you going over?
Over or under 3.5?
No doubt. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I want to hear from you. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, and Rob G. Filling in for Chris Broussard. And Rob G, we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And remember, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about the MVP race in the NFL. And who's your leader right now with a month to go in the regular season? And just over under, how many MVP do you expect Patrick Mahomes to win? He won back in 2018. He's had two votes in the last 3 years. And this year, it looks like Jalen Hurts might win this one. So it could be 4 years where Patrick Mahomes is basically shut out from the MVP situation. What do you think about that and going forward? 877-99 on Fox.
We got a lot of people on hold, Rob. But a quick shout out to the anime senpai himself, our resident DJ Alex Teichert. Yes. Who not only is on the Wheels of Steel playing some great Christmas music, he's screening the calls for me because I'm trying to produce and, you know, host a show with you. He's flagging promos for our imaging department, all while leveling up and gaming his ass off on his laptop.
That's that right?
Multitasking.
He's the man. Just shout out to Alex.
It's unbelievable what the man can do.
He's got more jobs than Rob Parker.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, Rob. I'm getting close.
Today was my final at USC. My God.
Did you give everybody A's?
Just about everybody.
All right, let's go.
I'm not that easy. You think I'm a pushover?
Yes. Rob's like, absolutely. I'm done with these kids. Let's just get to winter break. You all get A's. All right, let's get out to the phone lines.
You can name my car, you get an A.
Talking about Patrick Mahomes and the MVP. Ryan is in the Bay Area. Ryan, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Ryan. What's up?
Hey, so I just want to chime in real quick. Usually MVP comes out with the Super Bowl. Like, I don't really remember the last time an MVP win the Super Bowl. But I think Patrick Mahomes has started his career great. He got to two Super Bowls, win one, got an MVP. So I don't think he's going to win a lot of MVPs, but I think he's going to win probably a 3 or 4 Super Bowls.
Okay.
That's
so
fine.
You believe in that one is not with the other. And I don't know what the exact breakdown is. But, of course, obviously, if you win the MVP, because Peyton Manning won 5 and only won two Super Bowls, I should say, right? And one, he was at the end. He was terrible last year.
To your point, Rob, Peyton Manning was like the king of the regular season during his time. And Tom Brady was winning all those Super Bowls, which is why, even though Brady had all those Super Bowls, no one ever called it the Tom Brady era. Because you couldn't even, there was a big argument to be made. He wasn't even the best quarterback during that time.
No,
it was Peyton
100%,
Manning.
No doubt about it. And people also forget that the New England went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Like there's this big gap. Mm-hmm. That people forget about because of what's happened lately.
Right. And it's why, you know, The Cowboys era was like 3 years or 4 years. You don't have these expanded things, and I think that's overall what we're trying to talk about. Let's keep it moving. Seth is in Virginia. Seth, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. I'll just be quick. I think when we get to certain players like Mahomes and Jordan, sometimes you're just too good. And when you're that good, you're compared a lot more closer or harder, you're judged harder. So I'm not surprised. But when I look at Patrick Mahomes, in 3 years, he owns every single NFL quarterback record over everybody that's ever played the game. Most passing yards, most touchdowns.
Yeah, but you gotta admit that the game has changed where Patrick Mahomes has thrown 60 times in a game. And I'm not knocking him, but don't just go off of those because the game has changed so much.
Right. And Seth, I have a question for you.
And you're correct, Rob. And what I'm saying is I'm comparing him to quarterbacks that are in this pass the ball era.
Well, Seth, here's a question for you.
It's not even close between him and Rodgers, him and Brady, him and Breeze.
So, Seth,
here's my question. All right. So we're talking about the MVP, which is a season-by-season award. Can you tell me which of these last 3 years you would have said Patrick Mahomes should have won MVP?
Yes. Tell me that if his numbers are through the charts and he's beaten every record. What year did he get jobbed?
Well, I wouldn't say he ever got jobbed. That's my point, Rob. I don't think he would ever get jobbed. I mean, I saw Michael Jordan play season after season that didn't compare to anybody in the league. But it felt like they couldn't give him the MVP every year.
Yeah, but so, last year he had 8 straight games with interceptions.
Yeah, that
That's
argument
not an MVP.
Doesn't work out with this one.
I mean, I'm just – and again, I get what you're
nobody's
saying.
Nobody's dissing Patrick Mahomes, but it's just like – was he the MVP that year? No, he wasn't, because Lamar had a better year.
Lamar was unbelievable.
Was he the MVP the last 2 years? No, because Aaron Rodgers had a better year. And even if you want to make an argument, Tom Brady had better numbers last year, just statistically, than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and better than Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
And he's still in winning MVP.
It's not just a numbers award. All right, we got time for one more quickly. Cody is in Pennsylvania.
Yes, Cody.
Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I appreciate you guys giving us a voice, as always. I feel like for Patrick Mahomes, he kind of is going to suffer because he's kind of the leader of the new school. Like, he's the prototype for what quarterbacks are today. So I think he'll be under 3.5, but I think he'll definitely get some more chips before his time is up, you know?
The only reason I'm going to question the championships is because Andy Reid is his coach. And just hold on with me real quick. Andy Reid, Rob G, let's be right in Philadelphia. They went to 4 straight NFC championship games.
Yep.
They didn't win. Andy Reid's lost a ton of big games in his career. Would you give me that?
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I definitely think with Big Red, he's going to be in position to win those. And I also think, you know, with Mahomes playing style, he has a little bit of that gunslinger to him. I think, you know, just like last week, that can kind of hurt him sometimes when you're talking about an MVP award, which is kind of a statistical regular season type award. So I definitely think with the crop of quarterbacks that are here now and going forward, that it's going to be tough for him to really elevate in our minds because of how good he's been at such a young age, you know?
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
And the other quarterbacks.
Sure, that's
as well,
the other thing, Rob, is it's almost disrespectful to the other guys to call it the Patrick Mahomes era. Because Joe Burrow's awesome. Josh Allen is awesome.
He took the team right.
Lamar Jackson, when he's healthy, is awesome. And it's like it's kind of disrespectful to those guys to say, well, this is Mahomes' league.
Right. Like, it'll be interesting as soon as one of those other guys, and here comes Jalen Hurts out of nowhere.
Exactly.
That's the other one.
We weren't even talking about him.
All right, we'll dive in deeper with our former NFL Executive of the Year. You know him, Randy Mueller, one of our best.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year, and of course, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Randy, welcome to the program. Chris is out today. Say hi to Rob G.
Rob G.
What's up, Randy? How you doing, man?
Yes.
Doing great. Good to hear from you.
No doubt. Let's just get in here. We just had a conversation about the MVP. It looks like Jalen Hurts is poised to win the MVP with the season he's put on. And we want to get, who do you think is MVP at this point? And number two, if he does win, this will be 4 years that Patrick Mahomes hasn't won. When he burst on the scene, it looked like he was going to win almost every year. So this could be 4 years without winning. What do you make of the MVP? Who's your MVP? And what, and if the over-under was 3.5 with Patrick Mahomes for his career, how many do you think he'll win?
Well, that's a good question. It's a good time to discuss it, that's for sure. I happen to be the Patrick Mahomes pusher, right? I like him. I think I would bet the over on that. And I think this year, although his record for his team doesn't equate to where the Eagles are, I think Pat Mahomes is still the best player in the league. I really do. I think the fact that he does something that makes me go wow about every weekend, I think leaves him at the top of the list. And I like Jalen Hurts. He's come a long ways. I think he's really good. I don't think I've ever seen anybody's game progress like him, unless maybe it's a Josh Allen. But I didn't have the same doubts about Josh Allen that some did. I did have them about Jalen Hurts, and he's pushed through every ceiling that we've put on him. Second year with the same offensive coordinator has taken his development even to another level. But right now, I'm still a Pat Mahomes guy. I would vote for him if I had a vote, and I think he's still going to have a long, great career and win many MVPs.
Now, last week didn't derail him. They're up 27-0. He had three interceptions. It looked like a lot of people thought that was a turning point. He had a really bad game there. Not you.
Not me. I'm not the guy that lives week to week, series to series. I just think the overall body of work is, the talent is really at a different level to play that position. His arm and his accuracy and the things he can do with the ball from inside the pocket and outside. Granted, he's not Jalen Hurts as a runner, but I still think those are the most important criteria when judging a quarterback. And I don't get too hung up on a bad play here or there. I think overall, if we were going to be out in the schoolyard and pick teams, my guess is most GMs would pick him first.
Randy, you know, the Chiefs defense has been hit or miss basically all season. the Buffalo Bills have been playing uneven football for about 2 months. And yep. Don't look now, but the Cincinnati Bengals seem to be peaking at the right time again. Are we going to have a deja vu situation where the Bengals kind of get into the playoffs and really make a lot of noise in the AFC?
Well, it is about timing, and it is about getting hot at the right time. And as we know, the Bengals did it before. I think the Bengals, where they have a little bit of an advantage, is they seem to be really consistent on defense. They don't do a lot of fancy things, Rob, but they make adjustments, they tackle really well, and they seem to really understand what the defense is being asked of them. And they do it probably better than anybody right now. That's not to say they're the most talented, but they play better than most on a consistent basis. So I am with you with Cincinnati. I have not been one to drink the Cincinnati Kool-Aid most of the year, but I can't deny where they've come, especially the last 3 or 4 weeks. So as long as Joe Burrow doesn't revert back to having to run for his life every other play, all right, I think the Bengals are going to be tough to beat. But that's still the area of concern for me, is can they keep him upright and can they protect him? Because there were weeks early in this season where I didn't think he would be able to finish the year.
And, Randy, they are 3-0 in one calendar year against Mahomes and the Chiefs. That is impressive.
Yep. And handled the Titans as well. So they beat quality teams along the way, and that you can't ignore that.
No doubt. Our guest is Randy Mueller, of course, the former NFL Executive of the Year and a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. It's hard to buy into the Cowboys. I know that on paper they look like a really good team, but then you see a game against the Texans where they need a 98-yard drive, right, just to beat a team like the Texans who have won one game all year. What is that, lack of focus? Is that coaching? What is that?
I think it's a little bit of everything. And when we've always had doubts that the Cowboys could handle prosperity, that's always been a weakness with this crew the last 3 or 4 years, is how do they handle prosperity? They seem to fight back when they're down pretty good, but they have trouble handling success. And I think that's a focus thing. But I'll say this about last week in Houston. Couple things that concerned me. One was Houston handled them up front. Houston's defensive line played really good against the Cowboy offense that really had its way a lot for the last month. The other thing was Houston's coverage really confused Dak. And I'm a Dak guy. I like Dak. I like everything he brings to the table. But he didn't see things very well last week. And I always say the second half of NFL seasons, and especially the last 5 or 6 weeks, it's all about adjustments and coaching. And therefore, you're going to see some different coverages that you faced before. And I thought the Houston job that they did in the secondary, whether it's Lovie or whoever designed their scheme last week, really made the Cowboys struggle. And Dak didn't see things clearly. He threw where he shouldn't throw, just enough to make this a game. And it took, like you said, a 98-yard drive to pull him out of it. So we'll see how the Cowboys do. They still are talented. I still would have, they've got T.Y. Hilton now, a couple extra weapons that help Dak. I think they're still bread and butter, though, is to run the ball, and so we'll see how it shakes out. But they've got to be more adept at making adjustments, especially in-game, which to me answers your question. It's a little bit about coaching.
Let me ask you, just mentioned Hilton going to the Cowboys and Cole Beasley coming out of retirement for the Buffalo Bills. But as a G, what was the OBJ tour when the guy's not ready to play, not ready to work out for any team? Did he really expect somebody to give him a 2-year deal and not be ready to play this season? I'm a little surprised, Randy. If you were in that spot and he's coming to visit on a visit, but he's not ready to practice or do anything, what was the purpose of that? I'm surprised by it.
Well, I think it was all about gathering medical information. Nobody knew, right? He had been nowhere, so nobody knew where he was medically. People had concerns. Obviously, the Cowboys voiced theirs, which I didn't like. Now we hear they're still lurking, trying to maybe sign him. I didn't like the fact that Jerry went public with that. But the other teams, the Giants and Buffalo, you didn't hear anything about the medical part of it. But that was the purpose of it, in my opinion. It was not to recruit him. It wasn't to wine and dine him. It was to gather the medical information to see how much he would be able to give them this year. I never saw anybody signing him to a multi-year deal if he couldn't give him something this year. If that's the case, they'll just do it in the offseason. I didn't think the tour of recruiting made a lot of sense, and I guess that's what you're saying as well.
Yeah,
it did make sense. They had to gather the medical stuff, though. They had to get that before they could do anything else.
Okay.
Randy, last one for me. About a month ago, Tua was looked at as a dark horse MVP candidate. And then as of Monday morning, he had the worst game of a Dolphins quarterback since 1980, according to ESPN stats. Yep. In the immortal words of Rob Parker, is Tua bologna or filet?
Well, I'm going to say he's sirloin. Is that in the middle? he's top sirloin, right?
All right. That's better than bologna, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what I would be worried about if I was the Dolphins is the team devised by the Chargers really took him out of his comfort zone. They made him make some throws that he's not comfortable doing and making. I think the X's and O's and the scheming of Mike McDaniels has taken Tua a long ways. At some point, Tua has to step outside those schemes and make plays. And that's where we saw him struggle a little bit the last couple of weeks. He wasn't able to, when a defense adjusted and took some throws away, he didn't have a second pitch. You know, he had nothing to fall back on. So we'll see how that goes for them the last month of the season. But, hey, the other thing is these seasons are long, right? And we've always questioned with Tua the durability and the ability to play through these long physical NFL seasons. And maybe that's taken a toll on him as well. I still think he can do certain things. But I think everything around him has to be right for him to do it. We saw Justin Herbert in a big, strong way be able to carry a team outside of the X's and O's. I don't know if Tua can do that. So he needs everything to be lined up for him to be successful, in my opinion.
Our man is Randy Mueller. He's the best. That's right. Former NFL Executive of the Year and a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst and our buddy. We appreciate the insight, Randy, as always.
Thanks, Randy.
Happy holidays, guys.
Yes, no doubt about it. All right, Rob G., the New York Yankees have been linked to another MLB superstar. We know that they re-signed Aaron Judge, but ha-ha. We'll get to that next. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Rob G. That's Rob Guerra filling in for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio, stick and stay.
If you'd like to know what's going on with the judge in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget, coming up next hour, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Rob Parker along with Rob G and for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. You heard me loud and clear. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Rob G, you know baseball's still buzzing, right?
That's right. Shout out to the Inside the Parker podcast.
That's right, which continues in the offseason, Rob G, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
The first Thursday of every month, I think, basically, is when we drop a new one. So we'll have another one coming up in January. But there have been rumblings, Rob G, that the Yankees may be interested in making a deal with the Padres for Fernando Tatis Jr. There are people hating on it. They don't want to see it. I'm all for it. I think he's the most exciting player in baseball, and I know he's got the steroid, the juice use attached to him. But, Rob G., he can shake that. He's still young. If he can be clean, right, maybe it was a real mistake. If he can be clean and play for the next 10 or 12 years with no situations, because he's a fantastic baseball player.
We don't know that yet, Rob. We don't know that yet.
What are you trying to say? That you don't know?
Because, like, here's the problem with guys who get popped for PEDs. Is unless you're Barry Bonds, where it's so obvious with the way your physical appearance changes that you're on something, you know, you go from, what was it, like a .185 to .240. You know what I mean? Like this.
No, he had a body transformation, yeah, but like, he also won three MVPs when he was a .185.
Sure, but it's so clear that he was on something. So, well, we knew before that, like to your point, he was
Why
good.
Why did you say it was clear he was on something? You really believe that?
I do believe that, Rob.
Really?
I do.
He wasn't big or anything. He's skinny.
Who?
Oh, you are talking about
Barry Bonds. And so here's the thing with Tatis Jr. We don't know, because there was no physical transformation with him from when he broke into the major leagues and, you know, when, last season when he got popped. Therefore, you can't fully discount the idea that maybe he's been on it all along, and this is just when he got caught. That's my whole argument.
Obviously, he has to, you know, pass the test. But if you had a chance, you know, you don't have to trade Judge or anybody of that ilk for him. But, you know, the Padres...
You're not getting him for free either.
No, not for free. You have to give up something. But the Yankees have prospects, right? Some younger players. They just got Xander Bogaerts from the Red Sox, right, as a free agent. Mm-hmm. He played shortstop. I'm just saying, like, there's where if you're going to make a move, if you're the Padres, you can move off of him, right? He disappointed everybody in the postseason because he couldn't play. So does his teammates want him back? Does he need a fresh start, Rob G? You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
From the Padres' standpoint, they got better in the offseason. Remember, they got to the second round of the playoffs without him. He didn't even play.
Absolutely. Now, if I'm the Padres, I'm absolutely exploring this, because it's not just the PEDs, it's the shoulder, it's the way that reportedly he's kind of rubbed some guys the wrong way in the locker room with his attitude and everything like that, maybe because just because he's young. But if I'm the Padres, I'm absolutely looking to explore it, because you can – the problem when you build a roster that expensive, which is what they're building, you need to replenish it through the farm system.
Right.
So I get it from their perspective.
They could get a couple of players from the Yankees. You know what
exactly.
I mean.
Exactly. But if I'm the Yankees, I don't know if I take that risk.
How does he – if just say that they do make this move.
Mm-hmm.
Tati, and he plays well. You know what I mean? He's got the flair.
Sure.
How does that play in New York? I mean, doesn't that play great?
Oh, legendary.
You know, last year, Rob G, he didn't play a single game. He had the second highest selling jersey in baseball.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts had number one.
Uh-huh.
And he's in L.A., right? You know that.
Yep.
People are crazy about the Dodgers, and they sell 4 million baseball tickets a year. But – for Fernando Tatis to have number two and didn't play one inning last year tells you about his magnitude of his stardom.
Absolutely. For all any of our listeners who are not huge baseball fans, if Tatis goes to New York and he's as good as advertised, it's the equivalent, like, star power-wise of Magic Johnson being with the Lakers.
No doubt.
Where it just fits perfectly in
a
market like
that.
He's a showman,
right, yeah. And all those things, yeah. So... it's going to be interesting. I did trash people who were trashing the idea that the Yankees should stay away from them. I don't care what they say. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Final hour coming up. Stick and stay!
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.